Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. Episode 25, Are You Stuck in the 4D? The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Welcome, welcome, gorgeous. I've got a hot topic for you today, and one that I'm finding that a lot of people don't have a lot of conscious awareness around, and that is, are you stuck in the fourth dimensional consciousness? I'm going to dive into that today. And before I even get started, I want to let you know that I did a whole masterclass all on this topic, a full hour and a half masterclass on this, where there's images and explanations, and I'll go deeper in that masterclass. But I wanted to give you an opportunity to tune into this information in this podcast right here. So if you'd like to grab the whole masterclass and really see all the visuals, head over to meetcoreymichelle.com/5D and you'll see masterclass on the list. You can go ahead and sign up for that for free. All right, so let's talk about this. Are you stuck in the fourth dimension? Now, here's what I'm finding is that a lot of people are. The people that are stuck in the fourth dimension consciousness are the people who have already had massive breakthroughs in their lives. They've already had success. They've already moved beyond their stories, right? They've already cleared a ton of stuff. They've already done a lot of things. They're not really living in anger. They're not really living in fear. They're not desperate in life. They're not just running in patterns. They're self-empowered. They have a relief because they've made it beyond that contracted reality. They've seen the stories that have run them their lives, right? They've had many, many, many breakthroughs. And here's what is happening is they've come into courage, right? They've come into this space of acceptance of their past and self-responsibility. They've also come into reason and logic where it's like, oh, I see why that's happened. I see how that's happened. And what's happened is to come from this third dimensional consciousness into the fourth dimensional consciousness as sustainable, as you know, it's now your regular life. What's happened is you've created an identity. Like we create this identity of like, I did it. I made it here. I pushed through. I went through the dark night of the soul, right? And now I'm here. And we've created this identity that we're really proud of. And that is part of why we get stuck in the fourth dimensional consciousness, is because of this identity that has benefited us so much. But what happens is this identity is actually not the identity that's going to get you to the fifth dimensional consciousness consistently, embodying the fifth dimensional consciousness. Why is that? Well, first of all, let's talk about identities. Now, identities are basically belief sets that we have of ourselves, where we say, this is who I am. And when we have overcome things, we come into a lot of pride and we're like, yes, I have overcome this. This is who I am now. And especially if you've done anything in the personal growth world or even the spiritual or consciousness world in the last 20 years, there's a lot of looking at, you know, being me. I'm being me and this is me. This is who I am. And we say, yes, this is who I am. And we feel so empowered, right? But as we move to the fifth dimensional consciousness, we've got to let that identity go. Even though we really like that version of us, we really are proud of this version of us. This is who we've identified as. This is me. This is what it's like to be me. But what's happening is that version of you who has worked hard to get here, that version of you who has tried harder, the version of you who has done a lot, the version of you who has really gone for it, that version of you was the perfect version to go from the third dimensional consciousness to the fourth, but is not going to be the perfect version of you to go from the fourth to the fifth. So it's kind of like we go from the third to the fourth, climbing a ladder or climbing a mountain. But the fourth to the fifth is a side move. It's an energetic move. It's not about trying harder or doing more or working harder or hustling more. We talk a lot about that. Like, those aren't the answers. But what is? What is going to evoke that fifth dimensional consciousness? The first thing is we've got to look at the identity. Who are you as having 5D consciousness? Right now, 5D consciousness is really about the magic. It's what I talk about all the time, is the magic. It's magical living. It's the non-linear. It's the quantum field. It's where our frequency is creating our reality, where we've let go of all attachment to things, to people, to concepts, to identities, so that we can have the love, the joy, the freedom, the expandedness, the bliss, the enlightenment, the ecstasy. It's more of a self-realization than self-empowerment. This version of you is free from the last version of you. And there's nothing wrong with the last version of you, or maybe the current version of you. Okay. So as we move from the 3D to the 4D, I know for myself and so many of my clients, we're really looking at, wow, I was so limited back then. I really held myself back then. I really didn't see what I see now then. There's a big leap in awakening. So this fourth dimensional consciousness is awesome, right? It's great. Except when you know the magic is available to you. Except when you're like, you know what? I don't want to have to work so hard. I'm getting exhausted. I'm burned out. These are some of the symptoms of when you are getting really close to 5D. You might be applying that 4D identity to try to get to the 5D, but you keep hitting ceilings. And that's because this identity of yours thinks you need to climb the next mountain to get there. The next mountain isn't a next mountain. 5D is another field of consciousness. No matter how much you try, no matter how much you effort or hustle, no matter what you do, it's not going to get you there. 5D is about being. This is where the synchronicities are, the miracles, the magic is in your being. So like I said, it's like a sidestep versus an upstep. And so when we start playing with this 5D consciousness, I would guess that you've already had magic in your life, but it's not consistent. Maybe you've had many synchronistic moments, but you don't know how to have them be all the time. Maybe you've had experiences of being expanded, bliss, ecstasy, freedom, total love and joy, enlightenment even. It has not been sustainable yet. So this shows us that you're ready. Your consciousness is leading you there, but your old identity is trying to lead you down a path that's not going to lead to sustainable 5D consciousness. So what do we do about this? First of all, we've got to acknowledge that you have an identity that isn't going to work moving forward. Okay. Now, this is sometimes really scary for people and confronting, because it's like, wait a second, I've done so much work on myself. You know, what did I do all that work for? Right. Well, it is to get to this point now where you can let it all go. Letting go who you think you are. And this is where, you know, the being you work is really powerful. When you're willing to allow yourself to be even more expanded than you ever have been. And also release anything that is no longer congruent, is no longer helpful, is no longer working for you in any moment. And so much of the time when we're saying, I am this is who I am, right? We're holding on to that concept. So we can be super grateful for this version of us and who we've become. And also at the exact same time, know that there's a new version of you coming through. So how do we start letting go? First of all, like I said, it's the identity. Letting go of who you think you are. Fifth dimensional consciousness has this theme, and it is non-attachment. non-attachment to who you think you are, non-attachment to people, to places, to things, to physical objects, and also the connection to everything. So it's not about, you know, being a loner and not having anybody around at all. It's just not having any attachment. So it's like this ability to have everything and receive everything, but not hold on to anything. You can't hold on to love. Love is just love. It just is. You can't hold on to joy. Joy just is. You can't hold on to freedom. It just is. And when you try to hold on to relationships, we oftentimes get ourselves in situations that where we're holding on way too long. Holding on is a 3D/4D concept that we learn. If we just hold on, if we just try to control things, then it'll work out. And that's exactly what we have to let go. Now, one of the benefits in maintaining and sustaining the fifth dimensional consciousness is that it's magical. It's like super magical. It truly is where the magic is. And this magic I speak of is that magic of non-linear creation, where you might take an action, an inspired action, and all of a sudden something else shows up. Like I was talking to one of my clients today, and she said, I was really resisting taking this one action. I knew I needed to do it, but I was resisting it. And so on our coaching call last week, I said, all right, well, do it. I said, when will you do it by? And she said, yes, I'll do it by today. And she did it. And she's like, Corey, you'll never believe what showed up. She's like, not only did that action open up this whole new doorway to this creation that she was working on, but also it opened this other thing where she's has the potential to be a consultant for this really big, awesome, exciting thing that she wanted to get out of Creation Academy. And she said, I never would have expected that to show up from me letting go of my resistance. Exactly. That's exactly it. One of the first times I really realized this for myself was when I was resisting cleaning my closet out. I kept getting the hit, clean your closet. And I was like, oh, I don't want to clean my closet. That's a waste of time. I need to do business. I need to work on my business. And finally, I was just like, fine, I'll clean my closet. It was so loud, like screaming in my head. I did it. And it took me about an hour. I cleaned out my closet. And I went back to my computer. And I had 3 emails of inquiries of people who wanted to work with me. And I realized in that moment, I was like, wow. I thought, the old me thought, I needed to be at my computer doing something business-oriented to open up the doorway for new clients to come in. But I was asking for new clients. And the awareness I was getting was, go clean your closet. Clean the closet, there's 3 new inquiries, and all 3 of those people signed up for something with me. When we let go of this linear reality, the attachments to what we think we need to do, versus just allowing ourselves to follow those inspired awarenesses and to truly ask for what we would like to have, then we will receive the precise awarenesses that, when we follow through with them, will create magic in our lives. Pure magic. And when we can do that on a regular basis, we will sustain the 5D consciousness, where it truly is magical, where things will show up for you that don't show up for other people. And it's because of your energy. It's because of the consciousness you're being. It's because of your ability to not be attached. So, if you'd like a deeper dive with this, I would love to invite you to check out the masterclass, where I go super deep into the distinctions between the 3D, the 4D, and the 5D, where you might be getting stuck. And if you are getting stuck, that masterclass will really assist you in having the awareness of how to go beyond, let that identity go, that 4D identity, so you can step in to the pure magic of what is available for you. And I think if this conversation is tickling your fancy, then you are definitely ready for it. So you can head on over to meetcoreymichelle.com/5D, click on Masterclass, and you can view it for free. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope this was helpful. for you in your own evolution into your fifth dimensional consciousness, having magic be your entire life. Talk to you soon. You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Gori Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorimichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.